We are rolling along here on the morning shift and getting you set for a weekend of college football. And so, of course, you have the Georgia-Florida game. You know, who got on to me? Who was it here that told me it's not the Florida-Georgia game?
Mm. What's the Florida-Georgia? Rusty says it's not.
Not Rusty? Nope. Take a guess.
Was it Drew?
Someone that might be on a afternoon show.
Oh, I don't listen to anybody in the
afternoon. Someone that might be on an Andy and Randy show.
Oh, Randy. Yeah. He's more mid. Yeah, I don't. Randy, look, hey, Randy's got to say that. He played there. Randy was a good Hall of Fame, good tight end for Georgia. I think Randy beat. I can't remember if Randy was on that nine. No, he was on the 2000. I don't know if Randy ever beat Georgia. I mean, beat Florida when he was at Georgia.
I don't know. I have to look that up.
Because I'm trying to go back and remember when they. I don't know if he ever beat. I don't think Shock beat Florida either when he played there.
That's brutal.
Well, Georgia had put out basically their availability ahead of this game with some news coming out that we know two guys are going to be rolled out of the first half of this game who were ejected in the Texas game. Dan Jackson and Jonel Aguero will both be missing the first half of this game. So Ja'Cory Thomas and KJ Bolden will start in their place. So obviously that's going to affect your defensive backs. And then your offensive guard, Tate Ratledge, was listed as probable, which is a better sign that he is trending up. Like Kirby Smart said, they're going to keep an eye on him. He has missed the last four games following ankle and knee injuries that he suffered in that win over Kentucky.
Yeah,
I just think Tate Ratledge needs a rest this week. I think they need him for the Ole Miss game. I don't know why he wants to rush back.
At this point, I'm not sure he's not the on their offense. I'm not sure he's not the best player on their offense if he's playing.
I think it's telling how much they've struggled at times offensively and how one-dimensional at times they've become without him there.
I mean, I don't know about that. Like, I think there's still a good offense, and that's not a knock on anybody. It's not a knock on Carson Beck, and I know there's been questions about Carson Beck that Kirby Smart's had to answer this week. There's been questions about a number of players, really, and I know this is a big game for ETN as well, right? I mean, obviously, that's going to be big. I just look at Tate Ratledge, and I said this before they played Bama. To me, he's just one of the best players on their offense. He's the longest tenured player at Georgia, and when you look at what he can do for that running game and the things they've kind of lacked without him, I think he's one of the best players. So if they can get him back in the fold, that's a huge upswing for the Georgia Bulldogs this weekend.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say it is big for ETN, but also Jaden Ball. It's a big game for him. This guy came on the scene. He's a Georgia kid, freshman. He's ready to go as a Florida Gator. He's ready to prove to Georgia, why didn't you come get me?
Well, look, and I know we got to go to break. I want to touch on Florida and Georgia and the fact that they're going to be in Mercedes-Benz in 2026, and then they're going to what is it? Is it Tampa?
Tampa.
They're going to in 27.
Raymond James,
dude. Yep. I love this.
It's a good stadium.
I love the Atlanta Tampa thing. It just makes a lot of sense.
Well,
I'm glad they didn't do Orlando.
Tampa's a great. I am too. I'm not a big Orlando fan.
Either one of those football stadiums in Orlando.
I like the game on the neutral field. I just think it kind of adds to the atmosphere of it. Just makes it feel so much bigger. Even when one team is not good, it makes it feel bigger. You're right. That's a good word. Yeah. Tiff is bigger. I like the fact that they're doing it like this and not home and home they did a few years.
And I'm glad that it's two different stadiums. I'm glad it's two different places. I'm glad it's not, hey, we're going to go to Mercedes-Benz for 2 years or Tampa for 2 years or Orlando. I'm glad that they're doing one in Georgia and one in Florida. Makes sense.
Tiff, you know Roger Goodell, right?
Yeah, right.
You've met him before.
Roger,
you've met
him before, right? Business. No, I've met him before. And also, he did know like everyone's names. I met him. Last time I would have interacted with him would have been back at NFL Network. And so, yeah.
You get me a word with him because in 2027.
He's at our meetings this year for CBS.
Good. Get a word with me next year because 2027, I need the NFL schedule to have Tampa Bay and Atlanta play Tampa Bay in Tampa the same weekend that Florida plays. Now, they would never do that because, the field.
Yeah.
But, man, that'd be great for me.
Yeah.
I can throw down there early.
Yeah. I think it would work out for you. That'd be nice.
Oh, let's see what I can do.